following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Make Room for Savings event is on right now at the Home Depot with our best values of the summer for any project and every room. Like the exclusive Delta Classic Chrome Water Sense faucet at a new lower price of only $49. Conserving water always makes sense. So does conserving money. Now you can do both beautifully while you make room for savings. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where trial by fire is taken literally. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Choosing an auto policy can be confusing. True. About as confusing as learning to speak dolphin. Luckily, we lay out your coverage options in plain English and never subject you to the terribly condescending manner in which dolphins communicate.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
It's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show live from the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug and Mike took the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth east to catch up with Big Ten coaches and players about the upcoming football season. So let's go live to Chicago for the Doug and Daddy show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Chicago and day two of a Big Ten Media Days, as the commissioner getting ready to go into the kickoff luncheon and get things rolling along, and it's going to be a great day, number two, here in Chicago. Doug Duna, Mike Will, just outside the Big Ten kickoff luncheon as we get ready for day two. And basically, everybody is going to go into this luncheon, just kind of reiterating. We had a full day yesterday, even after the show. We've got a lot of interviews to bring to you, and we got to talk to some of the big hitters today. Talk to Denard Robinson and Brady Hoke of Michigan. Talk to just so many people. Yesterday we talked to Mike Mouty, the linebacker from Penn State. You're going to hear from Mike on today's show. You're going to hear from Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald, Tim Beckman, the head coach at Illinois. Sean Callahan is going to join us here just to kind of recap what was going on with Nebraska. Doug Duda, Mike Will. And Mike, today's session is totally different. Everybody sits down at a round table for 2 hours, and you try, unless you're Urban Meyer, and you try and sit down and just get some comments. And as I told you ahead of time, you'll see that school's media kind of hang around their own, and Bo really kind of sat and talked to Sean and the folks from the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star and yourself for quite some time this morning.
He was a lot more relaxed in this type of setting. I think he enjoyed like this two-hour session. It was from 8 until 10 o'clock this morning. This guy sat back, talked about a variety of topics. He drops a bombshell on the new uniforms we'll talk about in just a little bit. And then at 10 o'clock, they kind of shoved everybody out. Now they're basically into their fan mode. Everybody's, this is a big luncheon that they're going to have over here. Fans are bringing stuff in to autograph. A very unique opportunity for people to get autographs. The kids are all here. They've got their footballs and they got their helmets. Very up close and personal with the players here.
It's like a big fan day where the players and coaches are in suits and ties, yeah, instead of T-shirts or polos and shorts in here. And we talked about that last year. Very unique event, and we have seen Husker fans here. We've seen the Husker gear. We've seen a lot of different schools represented here in the Chicagoland area for this kickoff luncheon. Nearly 1,000 people are in there. It will be on the Big Ten Network. If you get that, you can check that out as well. Chris Fowler is the MC for this year's event from ESPN's Game Day. We got a chance to see him last night, but that's just part of the atmosphere. And I'll tell you, next year, I know it's a year away, but if you're a Husker fan that's looking for that unique opportunity, you get about an hour in here to go see whoever you want. Then you go into the luncheon and you enjoy the luncheon, and you'll hear from every coach and you will hear from one player, and that's going to be Denard Robinson. Last year it was Kirk Cousins. That kind of went viral. It was about a 9-minute speech that everybody said was just incredible, and a lot of people after it went viral agreed with that. Now Denard Robinson, who we got a chance to speak with this morning, will be the keynote speaker, and didn't ask him about what his speech is going to be today, but he's got some Michigan tradition behind him as he gets ready not only to try and take this team to a Big Ten championship, but be in the running for the Heisman Trophy, just like Monte Ball for Wisconsin.
And then we got Rex Burkhead from Nebraska being mentioned as a Heisman hopeful. And we talked about that yesterday on the show and talked to Rex about that. So some big hitters here in the Big Ten Media Days. That's what you expect. And, you know, after 2 days of this stuff, I'm sure the coaches and the players, they want to get back on the airplane and get back in the locker room. And they're ready to go out and play football now, which is basically going to be starting here in the next week or so.
And that's not all that's going on in the world of sports, but that's about it. Again, our other big topic is American Legion Baseball, which Hastings and Kearney and Grand Island, all their Class A senior teams will be in. Post 52 junior teams from Kearney. B and C juniors have wrapped up. The rest of them are this weekend. Mike, you'll be in Omaha tomorrow and hopefully for a long time following Hastings 5 points trying to make a run. All the rest of the teams, Kearney, Grand Island, and even Scott's Bluff are going to be playing at Memorial Field in Kearney.
Hastings will be playing at Omaha Burke. They've got a 4 o'clock ball game tomorrow against KB Building Services. So we finally determined that's the team made up of players from Omaha West Side. So 4 o'clock will be game time tomorrow at Omaha Burke. We'll have the game for you on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show somewhere around 3:45. So you and I will fly back later on today, get in Omaha, and I'll get set for baseball action tomorrow.
Well, there's some other stories that are out there. Maybe folks have seen it. Maybe they haven't, talking about the uniforms. But Ndamukong Suh is being sued for just more than $1 million, who a woman claims was injured in a December car crash in Oregon. Now, I remember the incident, and it was supposedly one of those where nothing happened, and then they found out more about it, and they thought maybe there was more to it. Sadia Van Winkle, she is the woman in question here. She accuses Ndamukong Suh of negligence, recklessness, and international infliction of emotional distress in this suit. Oh, my favorite. Thank you so much. As you check that out, police say Suh was not impaired and was cooperative with officers following the December 3rd accident. In the following days, police said they had no plans to investigate the accident further after two women claimed they suffered injuries in the wreck.
Of course.
No comment elsewhere, but Ndamukong Suh being sued for just more than $1 million for this injury. And
these two women probably were not hurt until they found out on their own that, hey, we ran into Ndamukong Suh. All of a sudden, my neck hurts.
Yeah, and so that's unfortunately one of the stories that is out there right now, and you'll be hearing more about that on the national level. The opening of the Olympics, the opening ceremonies tonight, and, you know, you can't ever say joked about Penn State, but I did comment with some of the gang this morning and last night that the Olympics are going to get started, and I think that's what's going to finally take the national stage off Penn State University, because it's the next big thing.
It's the big thing around here. We've been hearing it for 2 days, and I kind of sat in on the Penn State roundtable today, and the coaches were talking there. They said, just give us a chance. You know, let's flip the page on this whole thing. And he kind of said that just give us a chance to move on, to play football. I think that's basically what everybody's feelings are around here. Give Penn State a chance and let them play football now. What is done has been done. Can't change anything. And let's just go on and play some football.
Also, I was talking Indiana defensive tackle Adam Riepogel. I had a chance to talk with him this morning as well, and as he was finishing up the interview before, one of the guys was asking him about Penn State, and he just politely said, we talked about Penn State yesterday, we're only here to talk about Indiana football today. And you can make your joke about Indiana football, you know, because they're just not where they need to be, but I think anybody would have said that here today, and so they have...
Maybe that's the first step. Yeah, maybe that's the first step to move on. Let's turn the page of what has been done. They've been penalized. Let's move on. Let's get ready to play football. I think the guys are here to want to talk football. I think the Penn State president was even taking questions today from the media following a roundtable session. So they're anxious to move on.
And they were talking more about how ticket sales, how people are responding from what happened on Monday.
I think it's been because of some of the comments made by some of the Penn State players, especially here. You know, you look at the national news media right now, what you see on ESPN. We saw it last night when we got back to the motel. They're talking about Penn State and about moving on. We talked to the linebacker for Penn State yesterday.
Bowden.
Yeah, he put together. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been out on the national media, and they had that letter that was sent out as a show of support for the players and the coaches at Penn State that they were going to move on. I guess the big story you know, another big story we've been seeing is about the other coaches from other schools within the Big Ten, supposedly on the Penn State campus here this week, trying to recruit some of their players. And if that's a violation of maybe some ethics, at least ethics.
Morality.
Yeah, morality.
Is what they're talking about. Yeah, a lot of the coaches, that was a big topic on national ESPN television that everybody at the podium yesterday, they were asking the head coaches what their thought was about pursuing Penn State players. And Tim Beckman, the first-year coach, you know, he's coming in. He needs some players. We talked with him yesterday. You're going to hear that interview here in just a little bit. We talked with him yesterday. He does, his big concern is depth. We don't have enough depth. We don't have, so he needs players. He's trying to find immediate help, and he's going to receive some backlash over this. That eight assistant coaches were on, maybe not specifically the Illinois campus, but were at Champaign, made contact, and if the players, we heard that it was at a Denny's. That if they wanted to come talk to these coaches, they could. That way they knew where they were.
They were not on the Penn State campus, but they were in the city, right?
Yeah.
And that you said Champaign,
or,
but that, yeah, State College. They were in the State College, actually set up, and we heard Denny's. If you wanted to come talk to them, they would listen. And you know that just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen every single day, not every decade.
We're going to talk about those new uniforms in just a minute. Mike's been looking them over here. The Doug and Daddy Show live from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition. Hey, guys, ready to hit the gym and need a little motivation? We'll try their new Blitz featuring an exclusive creatine and nitric oxide delivery system. It's sure to get you pumped up for your workouts, and it's only available at Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island. Sean Callahan's going to join us in just a moment. Tim Beckman from Illinois, Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern, Mike Mowdy, the outstanding linebacker from Penn State, and the uniforms. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you brought up the uniforms. It was kind of funny because I was sitting in on the Bo Pelini, the roundtable this morning. In fact, sat right beside him most of the day from 8 until 10 o'clock this morning, and he was, like we said, bringing up a variety of topics. And just out of the blue, somebody asked him about the new uniforms, and Bo says something about, oh, yeah, you guys have all seen that video that's been going around on YouTube, haven't you? And everybody kind of got starry-eyed and looked at each other, and we said,
one of the times at the meet, Bo had something on the media.
Yeah. He says, oh, I thought you guys have seen that. Yeah, those are the uniforms we're going to have. And all of a sudden, we went to it just a few minutes ago. The video's been taken down, so it was out there for about 15 minutes or so. There's pictures of it. We see pictures of the new uniforms that we're supposedly going to wear during the Wisconsin game. A lot different than what we're accustomed to, but Bo kind of dropped the bombshell on the new uniforms this morning during the roundtable discussion. Now we understand it's been confirmed by the university and AEP that, yeah, those are the new alternate uniforms. They got word on that. So.
Tell the folks that haven't seen it what they look like, Mike. There's some black in it, a lot of red, but some black.
Yeah, we got black helmets. You can have black helmets with a red N on the side. Then we go down to the uniforms. They're going to be red with black numerals. And we're going to have a big N on the chest of the players. We're going to have the number up in the upper left-hand corner, like up on your left shoulder is going to be the numbers there. And on the back of the uniform, we're going to have black numerals with white Huskers spelled out across the top. Very different from what we're accustomed to with red football pants. So we'll see if this all comes to fruition. I think we will. It's probably going to be the Wisconsin game that we see new alternate uniforms being displayed by the Huskers. They asked if what was Tom Osborne's reactions to the new uniforms, and Bo says, you don't have to ask Tom about that.
There was also a lot of talk about recruiting, and Sean Callahan is going to join us here in just a second to talk about that. A lot of talk about recruiting, and Bo Pelini saying he's not liking the way it's going with all these early commits. He also talked about Nebraska kids, whether they're recruits, scholarship players, or walk-on, how they have so much more upside to them, more growing, because the talent, when you're talking 4- and 5-star kids out of Texas, California, Florida, you already know where their talent level is. Some of these Nebraska kids, and you can pick whoever you want from our backyard, like a Crick, like a Thorell, like a Todd Peterson in years past, whoever, you know, Brett Maher, that they're going to continue to get better, and sometimes these other kids have already hit their peak.
Yeah, the discussion was a lot about recruiting today with Bo Pelini as we sat in that roundtable. Bo, they you mentioned Ross Ells, spoke very highly of what Ross Ells, the former Hastings College coach, and what he's doing as the recruiting coordinator at Nebraska, and just as what Ross has done with the linebackers there at Nebraska. Bo spoke very highly of that, and we'll hear some of that if we can sneak her in here today. But tell you what, Bo had some good words today. One other thing before we get to some interviews that was brought up that was kind of providing a little chuckle and humor around the round table this morning was Bo has absolutely shut down all the players from their Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change, evidently. He says, someday I may revisit that. But he says, as of now, the players are prohibited from using Twitter. He says, nothing good can come out of tweeting your thoughts across the nation.
Sean Callahan joining us now from Husker Online on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, I see him all fall along with Husker Lunches, along with Steve Sipple, and has been with our show since the get-go. And Sean, our second Big Ten Media Days now in the book. Great to see you again. Pretty busy, different feel. Your overall impressions?
You know, I think obviously it's a different feel because a year ago we're sitting here, I've been here 3 years now, and Nebraska's been a big topic. I think now, though, they're just kind of an afterthought with the Penn State situation, obviously with Urban Meyer, two humongous stories. And then you got the reemergence of Michigan with Brady Hoke, where Nebraska this year, I didn't really feel like, I sat with Bo Pelini at most of the stuff, and he didn't get a lot of national guys coming up to him like he did a year ago. So I think everyone's obviously shifted their focus to the other stories in the conference. And in some ways, I think Bo likes being in this position. He's very confident about this team right now. You can sense his confidence. And, you know, I posed the question about being kind of picked third in the division by the media. And, you know, you can tell that got to him a little bit. He's like, well, who makes that poll? Who are these guys? You know, and I think he really likes his team. And he knows that it sets up pretty well from them having that Michigan game in Lincoln, the Wisconsin game in Lincoln. They've got a really good schedule that could help them have a shot to win this division.
We had a roundtable discussion basically today for 2 hours. Looked like Bo was just a lot more at ease in that type of discussion, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think when you're sitting at a roundtable and, you know, everyone's just kind of relaxed, there's not as many TV cameras around. I mean, it's literally like you're having breakfast with Bo Pelini. I mean, you sit there and just kind of let him hold court. And, you know, there's only about two or three times a year he's like this. For me, it's here. And then the bowl trip. At the bowl trip, like last year, you know, he's telling stories and in a golf cart, and we're talking everything, you know. And I think he's just really, there's certain times where he's really relaxed. I think this is one of the times. And, you know, it's a side of him that not too many Husker fans get to see. He's very opinionated. And during the season, after practice, he doesn't really have the platform to express his opinions as well. Out here, you can really see how opinionated he is on certain issues and topics.
What did you learn this morning? Start there. We know about Twitters and alternate uniforms, and we'll touch on that. So there's some other things of interest?
Yeah, I think one thing with recruiting, he really doesn't like the direction things are going nationally with the early commits. Feels like it hurts Nebraska in the long run because kids are committing so early. They're not taking official visits to schools. And, you know, in some ways that is hard for Nebraska because the biggest thing they have going for them is getting kids here on campus. And when kids are committing without visiting, that hurts Nebraska because not too many kids are going to just commit to Nebraska sight unseen. Yeah. And he feels like that has to change, or the rules of recruiting are pretty old school because they don't allow official visits until September 1st. And, I you know, kids play high school football games on Friday nights, so it's hard to get guys up to visits. Another thing he touched on was about Rex Burkhead. I mean, he really feels like Rex doesn't get the type of national respect and credit that he deserves. And he's like, let's face it, he's stereotyped. He's a white running back. And people call him a throwback and old school. And he's like, he's not. He's got a 42-inch vertical. If you saw this guy dunk the basketball, he could probably dunk the ball and do more dunks than anybody on our team right now, he said. And you know, Rex is pretty sad. I said, what do you think Rex runs? About a 4.54? And he said, I think he's probably a 4.4 guy. So he just praised Rex a lot, and you could just sense his confidence here.
Kind of some funny things there.
Yeah, Twitter's banned. He confirmed that to me. I said, so it's banned. He's like, it's done. And you get the impression that Twitter's not coming back anytime soon. And he said, basically, not one good thing can come out of Twitter. He said, expressing your thoughts and opinions for the world to see there's not an ounce of positive that can come away from that. And so Twitter is no more longer in the picture. He confirmed that his own Twitter page, he doesn't make those tweets. Somebody else is making those tweets. He's like, that's not me doing that. So he doesn't even tweet himself, even though he does have a pretty large following on his Twitter account.
Sean Callahan with us for another minute here from Big Ten Media Days. Fans have been trying to clamor to get a look at these alternate uniforms, and that story's been out here for a long, long time. Bo also confirmed that some fans may have seen that uniform now.
Yeah, it was funny. He mentioned these uniforms, and he goes, oh, you guys haven't seen them? It's on that video. And I did check my message board on the Red Sea Scrolls this morning, and there was the video on there, and it got pulled off. So apparently that is the video. The alternate uniforms are out. I mean, I imagine here in the next coming days, because you kind of wanted to get this thing out of the way and move on. You don't want it to be too big of a distraction. And personally, I'd like to have it done with before training camp starts, because I don't want to be asking Bo about uniforms at the practice and stuff like that. I mean, I just want it to be done with.
Confirmed that there's some black on it. He said
in the helmet.
Yeah. A little black, a little red.
That's what the players were talking about that they wanted to see. Overall, Sean, Big Ten picture, so much was going on with Penn State and trying to get a little bit to Urban Meyer. Did you have any thought changes in these 2 days? We always say we'll know more once we get out of here.
You know, I think the biggest storyline to me that came out of the whole thing was just the different thoughts and opinions about Big Ten schools trying to recruit and poach Penn State players. What took me back more than anything was hearing that Illinois sent 8 of their coaches in state college the week of the announcement to try to get a couple of their players. And that I asked Bo about that, and he just shook his head and he said, I can't believe they did that. It's really sketchy. And, you know, someone compared it to, it's almost like your buddy gets a divorce and you start trying to date his wife and go out with her right after the divorce is over that week or something. It's just, I think as a Big Ten school, unless those Penn State players come to you and say, we really want to go to your school, I grew up here, I want to play there, then maybe you look at taking them. But to go out of your way, to go into state college and roam around campus to try to get kids, that's just not a very, very good way to do things.
Well, Sean, we're going to head back. We're 1 week away from Fan Day in Lincoln, a week from today, and then practice starts. Once they actually get into practice, what are we looking for that first couple of days?
Yeah, I think the newcomers always take the, you know, besides the obvious of Martinez and his ability to throw and what he looks like, I think a lot of people want to see the newcomers and what they look like. And Amani Cross is a guy that I want to see at running back. I think he's somebody that could have a shot. Tommy Armstrong at quarterback, Jordan Westerkamp at wide receiver, Zaire Anderson at linebacker. Those will be, to me, some of the big early week storylines to kind of see what these newcomers that could potentially play early look like. Charles Jackson at corner, he's another guy. Besides the things we already know, I think everyone kind of wants to get a feel for maybe a few of the newcomers as camp opens.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask on this email from a guy that calls himself Tony and Bertrand, did you have any good food in Chicago?
We did deep dish pizza night number one at Giordano's. It was good pizza. It's filling, man. You can only eat about one slice of that stuff, unless you're Big Daddy. And then last night we went to Billy Goat's, the famous Saturday Night Live bar, and had a couple hamburgers there at Billy Goat's. So nothing too extravagant. We didn't have the Big Daddy trip budget on this one. But no, yeah, it's a fast trip. You're really not here that long.
No, and time to get back, and Sean, we'll let you go, and we'll see you for the Husker lunches and talk to you before then.
Yeah, looking forward to the Husker lunches again, the third year in a row now. So,
thanks, Sean. Of course, the Husker lunches, we'll be telling you more about that, but coming to Cunningham's in Kearney, him and Steve Sippel every other week, we'll be doing that. One other note here that Coach Pelini talked about this morning, coming from the Husker Online guys, was talking about the distraction that his football team has and how difficult it is to worry about the off-field and on-the-field issues. He goes, the constant thirst for information from Nebraska media and the fan base, greater than any other program he'd been a part of, even more than when he was with the Green Bay Packers. Packers and Chiefs are kind of like that on the NFL side. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. But a lot of little tidbits from the coach today.
And it was that I guess the atmosphere, again, like we talked to at the beginning of the show, Bo just a lot more at ease. He was kicked back a lot of times, kind of leaning back from the table. He had his orange juice in front of him, and he just kind of kicked back, and it's like you and I just sitting here at the table talking.
And we'll have more coming up from Chicago. Don't forget the Serta Mattress Company and Bruce Furniture have got together. They manufacture beds for a five-star luxury resort motel, and they had a production overrun of 27 queen sets and 16 king sets. And Bruce Furniture purchased these top-quality mattresses, and they're going to be selling them today and tomorrow at half price. Queen sets normally sell at $1,240, your price today and tomorrow, $620. King sets, $900, and it includes free delivery. Take advantage of this production overrun at Bruce Furniture. Kearney Hastings, also in Holdridge and Alliance, they're there for you. Free delivery as well. And we're back to Chicago with more of Big Ten Media Days right after this.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Get in the zone!
If you're driving around with your check engine light on, you're probably wasting gas. So drive straight to AutoZone now. Our trusted experts will read your trouble codes for free. And once you know what's wrong, they have the advice to help you figure out how to fix it yourself. Or if you'd rather have a pro handle it, we can even recommend a good mechanic with our new shop referral program. Helping you save gas. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
In a recent study on ingredients in CTS Clinical, typical weight loss results are 21 pounds in 12 weeks. But listen to these real results from real customers.
A year ago, I weighed almost 240 pounds. Thanks to my boss recommending Complete Nutrition, I'm down to a lean 167 pounds and I'm all muscle.
Start your own weight loss success story with CTS Clinical from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 93 as southeast winds develop from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's an isolated chance for a storm developing. We'll otherwise head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. And folks, don't forget, heading to Indianapolis with the Kearney Little Leaguers, and they're trying to raise money to get themselves and pay for all their expenses to go back to Indianapolis and the Midwest Regionals. If they can advance out of the Midwest Regional, then they head on to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. And of course, they made the finals last year. And folks, right now they're at the Apple Market in Kearney. Hot dog stand until 1 o'clock. They're going on there, all the Little Leaguers and some of their parents. Stop by, have a little lunch, make a donation if you can. Tonight, you can save with a discount cart at Craves in Kearney. And tomorrow, they'll be putting on a car wash at Builder's Warehouse from 11 to 2. So right now, the hot dog stand at Apple Market. And tonight, you can help them out at Craves. Tomorrow, Saturday, car wash from 11 to 2 at Builder's. They're also going to be raffling off an Indomitian Sioux autographed jersey. And you can pick those up and fill out your raffle tickets at any of those sites as they get ready to take off on Wednesday for Indianapolis. And best of luck to coaches Brad Wagner, Todd Hurgis, and Monty Dakin, and all the youngsters as they're heading out there. So, again, just a reminder, if you're in the Kearney area, want to help out the Kearney Little Leaguers and grab a little lunch, a hot dog stand is open at Apple Market till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight at Craves, the discount cards are out. And then tomorrow, the car wash at Builders from 11 to 2. And just getting on all the sites that are out there, all the Nebraska media members, we're seeing that there are some of the media members are in at the kickoff luncheon here and reporting Dirk Chatelain, John Natawa, saying right now most of the Nebraska players, not much of a line for them. because, again, A, there's not a lot of Nebraska fans here because we've seen them, and B, the Big Ten still hasn't got bought in or knows a lot about the craziness of Nebraska football.
Maybe the folks last year, because we were so new that we were being attacked, so to speak. This year we're flying basically under the radar screen. Not a whole lot of people talking about Nebraska here at Big Ten Media Days. In fact, just reading one blog a couple of minutes ago that during yesterday's question and answer period with Bo Pelini in the ballroom, at one point the moderator had to stop in and actually ask a question to Rex Burkhead because no one was around. Everybody was just being quiet, silent. So absolutely amazing. Bo Pelini walked out to supposedly out in the radio row yesterday, and not a whole lot of action with Bo. I know he talked with the Ohio State network at one time, and
they have this policy, which is a strange one, that Bo won't talk to any of the Nebraska stations, because if he talks to one, then they feel that he needs to talk to all of them. And for what that's worth, because as you can tell, if you read any of their articles or the blogs or listened to us, he talked with Ohio and Illinois, and then also a station in Iowa, I think, yesterday, which is new, but he had time to do it. So I guess maybe that's
what they said. This year he has time to do it because he wasn't being attacked, so to speak. In addition to all the radio stations and newspaper stations that are here, TV stations, then we got to worry about the national media. Several times yesterday we had Monte Ball lined up to talk with us. But no, they went over and talked to ESPN and Fox with Aaron Andrews instead of the Doug and Daddy show. I don't quite understand.
Aaron Andrews, Mike Will.
Yes, see. We didn't get that one. But Aaron Andrews did. Thank you very much.
A lot more. Let's hear from some of those folks right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live here at Chicago, and we will be back in studio on Monday with a lot more people to talk to. Coming up, we'll be talking to Mike Mowdy, the outstanding linebacker from Penn State, Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald, and a whole lot more. Well, let's talk Illinois football with head coach Tim Beckman, who has left his Toledo program to come over and take over an Illinois program. Coach, thanks for coming on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sure appreciate it.
Doug, thank you for having me.
Talk about the first thing that comes into my head is you've got a lot of kids on this team that experienced winning last year. What happened in the middle portion of the season was playing some really good football teams in some close ball games. This Illinois team, to me, wouldn't seem to be that far away. When you first looked at it, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, I agree with you, Doug. I mean, Coach Hook did a great job of preparing. We wore down as a football team, as you watch the film, depth issues. Of being able to play more than just your starting 11. Special teams were a drastic problem as the season progressed on and on and on. So, those are things that we've addressed with this football team and that we're trying to continually get better each and every day.
Was there something that made you a successful coach at Toledo that you're immediately implementing here at Illinois?
Well, I've been very blessed. I mean, I've been around football my whole life. My father was a football coach, so I've learned from a son to a player to a coach. I've been around some great coaches also. I mean, you've got to be able to adapt your plan. We have a plan. The plan is in place. You're going to be on Illini time, which is 10 minutes early for everything. You're going to be in the first two rows of your classes. You're going to do 6 hours of community service a year. We're going to do those things. But on the field, you better be able to adapt your offense, defense, and special team schemes to the personnel that you have, especially early in your career.
You touched on depth just a moment ago. It's hard to come in your first year, and you don't just make depth. How do you address a problem like that?
Well, it's a concern. There's no question. We have 80 scholarship football players right now. It is a concern on our lines, our line positions in the trenches. And we all know what Big Ten football is like. You better be pretty good in the trenches. So, you know, we're going to have to be able to address that. We're going to move players over. We're going to wide receiver. We have 8 wide receivers on scholarship right now. So that means that a running back might have to play a little wide receiver, or a tight end might have to flex out and be that tight end. Play your best players. Make sure that they're consistent when they play, and make sure you adapt your schemes to them.
Does Illinois have enough players to fit the Tim Beckman scheme?
Not right now. I mean, there's no question about that. So we're going to, as a coaching staff, we're not going to be hard-headed. We're going to do what we can do to make sure that our players are successful. That's the name of the game. So whatever we have to do to adapt our schemes to do that, then that's what we're going to do.
How about a kid like Nate Shieldhouse? That's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah, no question. He's not just as a player, but he is as good of a person. And as I said, I've been around football 47 years of my life. I've been around from Brian Sipes and, you know, Bernie Kosar's as a kid watching them play, you know, to Troy Smith's and to, you know, the greats that we had, Brandon Whedon down at Oklahoma State. You know, Nathan Shieldhouse is a winner. He understands what it takes to win because he's done that, and he has proven it. I also believe that Riley O'Toole, our backup, has done some things in 15 days to prove that he's capable. So it should be a great battle, but Nathan Shieldhouse is a winner.
Tim Beckman with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days. We got a chance to talk to your starting center in Graham Posick. He was named the MVP of spring practice, which I thought was unique. That meant that he was ready to go.
No question, and Graham is you know, a team player also. Graham can play center, he can play guard or tackle. He wants this football team to win. He came back for his last year where he could have went out and he was projected to be a decent draft, and he decided to come back. So that speaks about Graham Posick to me.
Yeah, it would have been easy for the way the season ended to just say it's time to move out of Illinois. From a personal standpoint, Coach, the challenge of being a head coach in the Big Ten, that's got to be something that anytime you go to a new job, it's a new challenge. Just a thought about coming into this Big Ten Conference as a head coach.
Well, you know, I've been blessed enough to be a head coach in the Mid-American. It's like being a CEO. The company might be a little bit bigger, but you do what you believe in, and you do those things that you feel are necessary to be successful. So, you know, I'm blessed, there's no question, to be the 23rd head football coach, and I'm really excited about being at the University of Illinois.
With the two teams having their problems in this division, it opens it up. Somebody's got to go challenge Wisconsin. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's still about winning because you still have to beat Penn State and Ohio State. And the team that's got more wins is going to be the one that's playing on 12-1-12 at Lucas Oil. So, you know, it's bringing your A game every day, and you better be ready to play in this conference.
Well, one of these days, Nebraska and Illinois, we're going to get to knock heads on the field.
I think next year.
I'm looking forward to it. And, Coach, have a great first year, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the near future.
Well, thanks, Doug, and I really respect Nebraska's program because coached against it at Oklahoma State and know all about it. So I wish Bo the best because he does a fabulous job.
Kind of strange the way those things have faded apart. We're in the Big Ten now and how things are going. It's good times. Coach, again, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tim Beckman, head football coach of the Fighting Illini of Illinois, and getting ready for his first season out of Toledo, and had been at Oklahoma State, and as you'd heard, a variety of places before that. And he'll take an Illinois team that was 6-0 to start the season, then went 0-6 before winning the bowl game over UCLA, and finishing the season at 7-6, winning that bowl game without Ron Zook. And even in that 0-6 stretch where they played all the studs in the conference on their schedule for last year, Mike, some of those games were pretty darn close. So this is a football team that could easily have won 10 football games, at least 9 last year.
And I think this defense is going to be very good for Illinois. The big question is going to be their offense. Last year, defensively, they were amongst the leaders. They got several starters back off of that defensive unit. They were number 5 in scoring defense, number 2 in rushing defense, number 1 in passing defense, and number 2 in total defense. So this is a defense that is going to cause some problems for a lot of Big Ten teams. And maybe the question mark for Illinois will be on the offensive side of the ball. And they definitely have kind of a cake schedule early. Their non-conference schedule is pretty easy.
If they can get by the road game at Syracuse to open it up, there's no doubt that they could be undefeated even after the first week of conference play.
and then their conference season is what it is. They open up the conference season with Penn State. So,
Doug and Daddy Show in Chicago, and we've got a lot more coming your way from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by Complete Nutrition, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the retail supplement segment. They have now announced the launch of a new formula. It's the Charger Pack, a three-pack system designed to replenish men's natural hormone levels as they age and attack that stubborn fat. The product line is intended for men age 30 and older who desire a leaner, more toned appearance and a youthful energy boost. Find the Charger Pack only at Complete Nutrition, Grand Island and Kearney. That is Complete Nutrition. When we come back, we'll be hearing from Penn State linebacker Mike Mowdy, who is very outspoken about what is going on and the belief that this football team can be very good. Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald and a whole lot more. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off special order windows and patio doors from Anderson. Old windows can be expensive. Just ask your energy bill. Replace them now with the lasting beauty and proven energy efficiency of Anderson. Lower energy bills are on the way thanks to special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Right now, 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 93 as southeast winds develop from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's an isolated chance for a storm developing. We'll otherwise head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live from Chicago and Big Ten Media Day. He's glad to have you along with us. I misspoke just a moment ago. Northwestern, I got my schedule switched. They're the ones that play Syracuse to open it up. Illinois, they have Western Michigan. Their tough non-conference game is at Arizona State. And then their conference schedule after Penn State, who just, you don't know, at Wisconsin, at Michigan. So a brutal start there for Illinois, a little different than what they had last year. They go 6-0 this year. They're going to be turning some heads.
Yeah, a couple other non-conference games they got this year. Charleston South, whoever that is, and Louisiana Tech. So and they've got one tough one in the pre-non-conference, so to speak, and we got to Arizona State. That's the road game for Illinois.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, located in two spots in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and by the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. For a lunch on the lighter side, try their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad, perfectly blended with their 7 premium lettuces, crisp apples, sweet dried cranberries, and crumbly blue cheese.
There you're
also
talking
Lexington, Cozad, North Platte.
There you're talking about food again. The other night, we went down to Mike Ditka's joint downtown. It has a nice big old steak. Last night, you and I checked out the Harry Carey's place.
There's two of them, and yeah, we went to the Pier one.
We had bad.
Which was great. It was fun. Yeah. Everything was cool there. But more of the Pier is pretty cool. We didn't get a chance to go there last year. That was the first time I was on the Pier. We also went to Billy Goat's. We just went to the one on the Pier, not the one that Sean Callahan went to. But the Harry Carey Italian Steakhouse was a lot farther drive away, and that would probably have been more up your alley, although you still did enjoy a good steak last night.
I had another steak again last night, so it was very good. So we visited Harry Carey's. We've been to Mike Ditka's so far on our trip for
Michael
food.
Michael Jordan's.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jordan's downtown.
We went to Pippin's.
Pippin's downtown.
I'm not sure that's Scotty's, but it was called Pippin's. We did have just enough time to hit a couple of spots, but we hope that you're enjoying our coverage of Big Ten Media Days. If you missed any of it from yesterday, we're always up on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can hear our exclusive interviews with Rex Burkhead, Will Compton, and Kyler Reed of the Huskers, the voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp. We caught up with Charles Davis of Fox and the NFL Network. We talked with Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio yesterday on the show. We talked with Purdue coach Danny Hope. We talked with a bunch of the Purdue kids. We talked with Michigan State quarterback Andrew Maxwell. That is just some of what we had yesterday. And of course, if you can't always listen to us live, every show up on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft Courtyard. A beautiful weekend to be enjoying some live entertainment at the Courtyard and Cunningham's in Kearney, as always at ESPNSuperstation.com. So stay with us for that, and you can always pick up some of our interviews in case you missed any of them. As we said, Mike Mowdy is going to be joining us here in just a moment. We're also going to talk with Pat Fitzgerald, the head football coach at Northwestern. Talked with a variety of other people, too. Nate Shieldhouse, quarterback at Illinois. Kane Coulter, quarterback at Northwestern. Offensive guard from Penn State, John Urschel, who is a 4.0 student every semester that he has been at Penn State.
In mathematics.
Yeah.
He was the smartest guy that we had here.
Marquise Gray, the outstanding quarterback from Minnesota, and if you thought he was big last year, the boy is about 250, and he's playing quarterback for Minnesota, and any linebacker that wants to meet him head-on is going to have a challenge.
Will Compton is already looking at his chops.
We'll talk with some Iowa Hawkeyes. James Vandenberg, the quarterback for Iowa. James Ferentz, offensive lineman's son of head coach Kirk Ferentz. Also, the guy that I kind of thought might have been the meanest-looking guy in the room, just from his picture when we did some research on him, and then you meet him in person, he's a really good guy, and that's Max Bullock, outstanding linebacker from Michigan State. Also, plenty of academic awards for him. We'll talk with Denard Robinson, Michigan quarterback. We'll talk with the director of officials, Bill Carolla, from the Big Ten. Obviously, Nebraska had a couple of questions, and that's more of a fan thing, but that's why we did it for the listeners. I talked to Bill, brought up the specific roughing the punter, no call that wasn't even close in the Michigan game, and just to give you his side of how Nebraska was treated in that first year in the conference and how the officiating goes overall and how they make changes and how they grade their officials. We'll talk with him. Brian Mulroe is going to join us as well, outstanding lineman from Northwestern. Every time we talk to a Northwestern person, they were smiling because we'd say we're from ESPN in Nebraska. And every time Nebraska, and of course there were four or five outlets radio-wise in Nebraska, would pop. They'd always pop a smile because obviously that was the highlight of their year.
Oh, yeah, they were anxious to talk about that game too. Did you see that? Every time we got into an interview, they couldn't wait to get to the point where we talked about last year's game with Nebraska. They kind of, their eyes lit up, and they're more than willing to talk to a Nebraska radio station about the Nebraska-Northwestern game last year.
Adam Replugel of Indiana. We caught up with an Indiana Hoosier and specifically asked him about Mike Eckler, who we've had on the show, was a fun guy. He talks about the energy with him. Jerry Kill, Minnesota coach, Michigan coach Brady Hoke, looking forward to coming back to Lincoln after just about pulling off what would have been a very dark day for Nebraska if Ball State would have upset the Huskers that day, and they should have.
No doubt about it. We'll leave that right there under the carpet, so to speak.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more from Big Ten Media Days, but we remind you that farmers, did you know that TNL Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available that'll match your pivot management requirements? They want your field to be as good as it can be. When you take that crop in, you want to make money. And if you can make, would you rather have $1.50 in your pocket or 75 cents? It just doesn't make any sense, folks. Come on, you know that's the way it is. The GPS Ready at TNL Irrigation with their Precision Point Control 3 lets you set up to 5 variable application areas, either forward or reverse directions, plus you get real-time operating information. It is all part of the TNL systems. They are easier on you for a lifetime. Visit your TNL representative throughout the state of Nebraska or Kansas, wherever you may be listening today. They're in every state in the nation and 60 countries worldwide, headquartered right here in Hastings, Nebraska. Your local TNL dealer, or even check their website, TLIRR.com. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Penn State linebacker Mike Mowdy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-226-8184. That's 800-226-8184. 800-226-8184.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar & Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar & Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew-battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar & Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 93 as southeast winds develop from 5 to 15. For tonight, there's an isolated chance for a storm developing. We'll otherwise head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on with more Big Ten football talk and catching up with the outstanding linebacker from Penn State and Mike Mowdy here. Doug Duda, Mike Will, getting ready for some football. And Mike, usually guys dread practice. I'm sure you're ready to get practice going. Thanks for giving us some time, but I'm sure you guys are ready to get back on the football field.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm ready to start talking about some football, man. I know everybody's talking about everything outside of here, and I'm just ready to put the pads on. That's all I can say.
When did that become old? I guess that might be kind of a blunt question because of what we're dealing with, but how soon did you find out, man, nobody wants to talk to me about anything
that has anything to do with why I'm here.
Oh, you mean how old, soon did it get old today?
Yeah.
How soon? I mean, believe me, it's been.
It's been old forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just been, you know, it's been a tough time for our team and you know, the program that's what we've been going through. But at the same time, you know, none of our players had anything to do with what went on. You know, just like you guys didn't, or just like anyone else here didn't. But at the same time, you know, we're going to fight through this adversity we're facing right now, and we look at this as an opportunity to, you know, show the public, show the world that we're going to stick together as one team. And we really got a great opportunity ahead of us here, and it's going to go a long way in the future. And you know, in the future of this program, for we've got a lot of people looking out for us, and a lot of big Penn State family out there and alumni, and so we're doing it for all those people.
You guys, the players released a statement this week saying that you're going to stick together and things like that. Talk about the meaning of the statements and just what that meant you for a football team. You guys went out and did that.
Myself and Michael Zordis, we were up at Coach O'Brien's office Tuesday night. We're getting kicked in the teeth out there, man, Tuesday night with all this thing coming out. And we said, Coach, we got to get out there. We got to make a statement, man. We got to show the public that we're sticking together. I mean, people think out there we're just like people are jumping ship left and right, which wasn't the case. And so we got out there and we started drawing some ideas up, shooting ideas on the board. And So we came up with something, you know, a little statement together, and then, I typed it up and sent it over to our media guy. I said, listen, we got to get this out there. And so the next morning we had, work out in the morning, and which was yesterday. So we put it together, got some cameras. Hey, man, we shot that thing out there. And we really just felt like it was time. You know what I mean? It was just time to show everybody what was really going on inside the doors there at our football building.
Well, we've seen what's going on outside the doors with this great football team that Penn State has put together over the years. And Mike Mowdy, outstanding linebacker, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's Bill O'Brien like as a coach? Going through spring ball and summer ball before all this, but get us on the field with the kind of coach that he is.
Oh, man, he really is a fun coach to be around, and he's intense, and he really, I mean, he lets it fly out there. He tells you what, I mean, when he's mad, you know he's mad, but also when you do something good, man, you'll know about it too at the same time, which I love that in a coach, and he really is a player's coach, and he takes care of us, and he's smart and detailed in what he does with the offense. Now, I don't even look at that playbook, though, over there. That thing's about 3 inches thick, but from the Patriots, man, that's a whole different language. So, but I mean, man, what an intelligent person, and I've been impressed with him since you walked in the door, and that's why it's so easy to follow a guy like that. He's a great leader.
You suffered an injury last year. Are you back to 100% now, or?
I'm all good. Yeah, absolutely. I've been training with Tim Bream, who's been a guy who he was with the Chicago Bears for 20 years, and he's back with Penn State, where he went to school, and one, I mean, heck of a trainer who really I credit a lot to for feeling 100% like I do now. So
ready to go back on the football field again.
I mean, I've been ready to go since last November, man. So we're ready to go this year. I can tell you that we don't need any extra motivation.
Mike Mowdy joins us here, outstanding linebacker at Penn State on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What did you learn on the sidelines? We've had some guys in Lincoln, Jared Crick from our backyard in Nebraska. We've known him, and then he goes out. Gets injured. They talk about what they learn, kind of trying to help coach, mentor the young guys. So what did you learn during your time standing on the sidelines?
Well, you learn a lot. I mean, you learn a lot. I mean, when you have that headset on for the first time as a college player, and you realize what goes on what goes behind each play and each call, it really does blow your mind. I mean, you don't know what these guys are saying to each other. It gets crazy up there. But, I mean, it really is a fun. I mean, it's so much fun. I really enjoyed it. And I mean, granted, it was. I mean, trying to make lemonade out of lemons there in that situation. Now, I wanted to be on the field helping my teammates and my brothers, but at the same time, you know, trying to make the most out of a situation. But it really is. It's a great learning opportunity. I mean, you get to learn. You get to see the film. I mean, I'm in the coaches' meetings. So I was during that time. I was doing the signals for the defense, and in some instances was even called some defenses. So. There was a lot of experience I got from that, and subbing guys, doing personnel groupings, and there's really a lot that goes into every situation, every call.
You just go out and play football. You don't think of all that stuff, do you?
Right. Yeah. Well, in the past I hadn't, but that's why it's such a great. I mean, it was under the circumstances. You know what I mean? It was a great learning experience.
Is there a competition between you and Gerald Hodges to see who can get to the quarterback first? I mean, you got two, yourself and Gerald, so so talented out there. I know you have your gaps, your assignments, what you're supposed to do, but it all means ending up in the same place, and that's tackling who's ever got the football.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we always compete with each other. That's just the kind of people we are. And, you know, we also got a whole lot of other great linebackers in Glenn Carson, Mike Hull, Kevery Fort, and, you know, guys, young guys that are coming along. And, I mean, this is a place where I mean, we walk in there, everybody is 6'2", 6'1", 235 pounds, and we can all run, man. Coach Vander Linden really knows what he's doing when he's recruiting us. And we all walk in and we're like, hey, man, we all are the same people almost. It's crazy. That's what makes us so close as a group and so competitive. And so really, I'm so looking forward to our group getting out there together. And if we could stay healthy, I really do believe that. I mean, the sky's the limit for this group.
Well, you and I talked about Penn State, and we talked about their schedule. You guys could go, 8-0, 7-0 without the
– We were just saying, yeah. Definitely, I could see Penn State being favored in the first eight football games plus. And if you start 8-0, you're going to be favored in more football games, I would guess. Right. Your thoughts on just getting this season started with Ohio and maybe some of the competition you got this year? I mean, you don't have Alabama on the schedule. You don't have the number one or two team in your non-conference.
Right, right. And, it gives us an opportunity to kind of clean some things up a little bit. And we're going to have – I mean, granted, those teams are good. I mean, those are – you know, we're going to have our it's going to be competition, right? You know, we basically are just want to get on the field. I mean, I at this point in time, just give me a helmet and let me run through something.
You don't care who you play.
I'll wear this suit. Just give me a helmet, man. I don't even need a helmet. I'll go out there. You know what I mean? It's just like there's so much going on that I just want to talk football, man.
Doug,
so,
look who they play in the first game, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's our old buddy Frank Solich. Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio. Noah Keller, who's from Kearney, Nebraska, and was the defensive player of the year in the conference for the MAC conference. He's glad he doesn't have to, tie his shoes up with you. But he's playing for the St. Louis Rams, and I know you're looking to follow some pretty good footsteps. You're not the first guy that who's had a brother or a father or an uncle play professional football. Talk about growing up. You got not only a dad, but somebody that can tell you that he's been through all of this.
Yeah, he's been through a lot. I mean, I'm not sure any team's been through what we've been through.
Yeah, I was talking on the field.
The field, and yes, absolutely. I mean, and he's the person I look to most for advice and who I trust most with anything. And, you know, he knows exactly, and I know where he's come from and exactly where he's been. And, I mean, he's the only person I look to for advice, really. And it means a lot because, I mean, in some ways he knew, my coach for the last 4 years just like I knew him in some ways, but we had different experiences here, and as I'm going through now, it's been I've had an opportunity now at this point in my career to really, really take advantage of this adversity and make it into an opportunity for us, and I think that's going to go a long way this year and with our fans, and it's going to be a special time.
What has Dad kind of told you how to get through this this week and get back onto the field? Has he told you anything special this week to kind of help you through it?
We really just talked about, I called him on Monday. I was real upset. I was really upset. I said, because just the unknown factor, and you don't know what you're, you don't know. I mean, is your team going to just dissipate overnight? Is it going to be a mass exodus in your program? And then, after a while, I'm upset. I said, I'm not going to let this happen to our team. I'm not going to let this happen to our program. There's too many people out there that love Penn State that put their lives into this program. Like, too many alumni, everyone who's put on that uniform. It's just the right thing to do. It's what needed to be done. So I made up my mind right then. It was just time to keep this thing together and keep everybody here that wanted to fight with us.
This is a great football team at State. You're a grad student now. You're criminal justice. Is that what we're pursuing after your NFL career? You could do a lot of things after your NFL career, but I just found it interesting that you just happen to be in criminal justice. I'm sure that piques the interest a little bit even more.
Doesn't bode well for us, does it?
Well, he probably knows a lot more terms and law terms than we do. But, Mike, we'll let you get out of here. We appreciate the extended time. We're looking forward to seeing the Nittany Lions come to Lincoln towards the end of the season and have a great season up to that point. Then we'll discuss what you can do in Lincoln, all right?
Well, I've never been there. I mean, I'm real excited about that. I mean, Nebraska's got a great reputation, great university, man. I'm really excited about that.
The welcome mat will be out, as it always is.
Awesome.
Mike, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
Mike Mountie, outstanding linebacker, Penn State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio at Big Ten Media Days. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.